I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawyers for Donald Trump filed an appeal in an effort to remove the Fulton County District Attorney in the Georgia election interference case, challenging the judge's decision that Fani Willis could remain on the case if her ex-boyfriend and prosecutor quit.
The appeal is in pursuit of a step Judge Scott McAfee wasn't willing to take. Trump's attorneys say the judge made a plain legal error in keeping DA Fani Willis on the case, despite finding that her relationship with attorney Nathan Wade created an appearance of impropriety. McAfee said he would order Willis disqualified if she failed to dismiss Wade, and he quickly resigned from the case.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Massive cranes arriving in Baltimore today. They'll be used to remove sections of the collapsed bridge after a cargo ship crashed into a support pylon this week. The Vatican says Pope Francis did not participate in the Way of the Cross service in Rome tonight, so he can rest up for Easter Mass this weekend. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's revenue secretary is stepping down soon. Peter Barco was first appointed in 2019. He'll leave office April 9th. Before that, he represented the Kenosha area in the State Assembly in the U.S. House. He worked in the Small Business Administration during the Clinton administration. Healthcare providers are signing people up in Wisconsin for Medicare and Medicaid. Christine Huberty is with the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources. She says it's mostly for older people with disabilities.
First and foremost, look at the provider network restrictions and look at what's available in your area.
But only about 3 in 10 people who qualify for dual eligible special needs plans were enrolled in 2021. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. While graduation rates across the state of Minnesota are largely declining, 2 Duluth schools actually saw an increase. According to a Northern News Now report, graduation rates at Denfield High School rose by 1.3% and graduation rates at East High School rose by 2.2%. School officials credited the success of their extracurricular courses for the increase in graduation rates, while also noting they believe the COVID-19 pandemic has played a large part in the overall declining rates in the state. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced new funding will be available to feed students in need over the summer. After receiving approval from the United States Department of Agriculture, Wisconsin will be the first state in the country to receive federal approval for a summer EBT program. School officials say the meals that kids receive at school, particularly the food insecure kids, is essential in their development. The program will ensure kids who may not have adequate food access outside of school will still be able to eat. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripescast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dudead.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Citi Field in New York. The Brewers spoil the Mets season home opener by a final score of 3-1. Milwaukee starting pitcher Freddy Peralta was outstanding, allowing only one run, one hit, one walk, and retired the last 13 batters he faced through the sixth inning. 20-year-old rookie Jackson Churio went 1-for-3 with a run batted in, made a big play in right field in the seventh to help retire the side. Veteran Christian Yelich, 3-for-4 with a home run and added an RBI. The two teams go at it again tomorrow, first pitch at 12:40. March Madness going on, Marquette against NC State, and their big power forward, DJ Burns. 6'9", 275 pounds. Marquette's Tyler Kolick says that Burns reminds him of another legendary big man, Tony Jackson.
We were watching film today. He hit like a spin fadeaway, kind of like Escalade from the N1 mixtapes. you know, trying to do everything we can to stop him.
That's the Golden Eagles, Tyler Kolick, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, maybe a brief shower, and lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow looks mostly cloudy, highs into the low 40s, and still quite a few clouds around on Sunday, up to the mid 40s. Some showers possible Sunday night, and a chance of rain on into Monday. Cloudy and breezy, high, low 40s. It's 42
right now. For the longest
time,
it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Good Friday edition, a happier happy hour. You got the prerequisite tequila going on there, Dom?
It is a great Friday, Crudy, and I celebrate every great Friday with a little sip of tequila.
Excellent.
Yes, it's my religion, you know, it's my faith. You know, don't question it. Just, you know, believe it, understand it, give me a tax break, and do exactly what I tell you. What? It seems to be fine for everybody else. I come up with my own idea, and all of a sudden, who's that whack job? Come on.
I especially like the tithing part. Give me money, please.
Yeah, I mean, like George Carlin, man. I wish George Carlin were alive today. My God. God needs money. He's really bad at money.
You know, I would trade a few living people for George Carlin.
Yeah, right
at least on. Three. I can think of at least three. 844-967-2789. Never you, though, Gary. Gary from Sussex. How you doing? Happy
hey, Gary,
Easter. Happy Good Friday, Gary.
I'm doing well, you guys. Hey, this is a grievance Friday. Okay, so let me say my grievance, and then you guys can rip me apart, all right? So,
I don't know if I can hold back that long, but you get started, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, I'll tell you something once. Todd is great. When I call Todd and talk to him, he lets me get everything out. But Earl always shuts me down after like about 10 seconds.
Smart man, that Earl.
And I like Earl. I like Earl. Earl and I are buds, but I love listening to Todd. So I think he's a really good
guy. Because he's a former Republican like you, Gary.
Yeah, but you know, he did convert. Like, I used to be a Democrat. I told you guys that. I voted for.
Yeah, but you went the wrong way. At least Todd went the right way.
No, I went right. He went left. I went right. You got to remember that. So we're right.
My assessment was correct the first time, Gary, but please continue.
Yeah.
All right. This is a thing I want to talk about, and this is a grievance. I heard on the radio, not on your station, but they, you know, I'm 72 years old, and they talked about Viagra helping Alzheimer's. Now, you know, I was just wondering, I just noticed in the last few months, I'm getting a little smarter. So I just want to know, does that work?
I've never had a problem with my memory or anything else, Gary. You might want to ask Dominic.
I really,
Gary, I'll tell you what, if one doesn't work, I'd stay up all night.
It's something that I read about it, and it says Viagra is good for they tested a bunch of old guys, okay? And the guys on Viagra, they had about 33% better memory, okay? Now, they said Viagra, women can take it. So I just want to pass it on to you guys in hopes that,
that we'll be smarter and better in bed.
Yeah,
I don't know that
smarter.
Either one of those things are possible, Gary. You got to be honest. I've known myself a long time. Okay. I'm not bad. I'm not bad. At least that's what I've been told.
That's good. Okay. Now the other.
I'm a big star. I'm a big star. I'm a bright shining star.
Yeah. Since I've been on my Viagra, my memory is better, so I can give you more grievances here.
All right. Lay it on us, now, Gary.
Let me ask, though.
And I know that
was memory purposes the primary reason you went and saw the doc?
It's what it is this.
Is Mrs. Gary just a little happier these days?
Well, maybe she might not. She might be a little less happier these days because
he was
living alone before.
If my wife's in the mood in the morning, I don't need anything. It's at night, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night that's when I need a little boost.
Well, now, sometimes they replay the Devil's Advocates late at night, Gary. We could give you a boost.
No, you better not play this. You better not. I'll sue.
Gary, we're going to make a promo out of you. You called us. We didn't confess our sex lives on the radio. That's you doing it.
You did this to me before. I heard you guys chop stuff up on me. That was a couple years ago when you guys didn't like me. Okay, now I know this is none of my business, and every time I ask anybody, they say you can't. No, we don't want to talk about it. But I'm just hoping that he's okay, and you don't have to say anything. But Matt Flynn, all of a sudden one day he's gone, and then all of a sudden a month later I hear him on a Todd Albaugh show talking. So what is Matt okay? I mean, is he like a health problem or something?
No, he's fine, man. The guy's writing novels. He's got a 6-book deal. He was selling novels, right?
Yeah, but why did all of a sudden one day he's not on air and nobody will say anything about it?
I tell you what, that was a programming decision made by Catherine Lake and Sage Weil. And you'd have to direct those inquiries to those people. But I was thinking about bringing my buddy Matt Flynn around to sell some books. I mean, if Trump could do it, Matt Flynn can do it. Can he, Gary? And once upon a time, I was a character in one of Matt Flynn's books.
You're still a character.
No,
hey, Gary, let me ask you about the book thing. Trump's selling Bibles, man. How do you feel about that? You're going to buy a Trump Bible? Does that seem like a little too grifty?
Giving them out for Christmas this year, Gary?
Okay. I have probably 20 Bibles in my house. Many, many Bibles. One when I got when I was a kid, and then when I got married, I got Bibles. So I have plenty of Bibles. But it's not a bad thing if people start buying Bibles, is it? I mean, even if it comes from a sinner or something like that, if you're buying the Bible, it's a good thing.
Did you ever see the movie Paper Moon?
Yes, I did.
Remember the guy showed up at the widows' houses and told them their now departed husbands had bought Bibles personalized with their names on it? Was that a Christian? Like, that was a sinner selling those Bibles, wasn't it, Gary?
No, that wasn't a good way to do it.
No, but, you know, this is not a good way either, is it, Gary? The president, a presidential candidate, should not be doing ads hawking Bibles. You can be a huckster, as the case may be, or you can be a presidential candidate. But I don't think you can be both concurrently. The president shouldn't be selling, the wannabe second-term president should not be selling Bibles, should he, Gary?
Maybe he wants to buy his way into heaven. I don't
know. Come on, man. God says don't bear false witness, Gary. You tell the truth right now. Trump should not be selling Bibles, should he?
I think anybody should be selling Bibles. I donate tons of money to having Bibles written in the language of the country that we deliver them to, and I think it's a good idea. The more Bibles out there, the better off we are. So whether it's Trump or Dom selling a Bible, and I know Dom's an atheist, so but I have.
But
no
Gary, like a true colonizer, why don't you buy him some American Bibles, some God Bless America Trump Bibles? Because then you could be supporting the Trump campaign and God all at the same time, right?
I guess so.
You could send it off to Canadians.
Right. Hey, let me ask you real quick, Gary, and we got other callers lined up, but sure. I want to throw this one out there and get your sense as the faithful man that you are. Do you, what's your sense? Do you think that your religious organizations, churches, mosques, et cetera, should be involved in politics, preaching politics, telling the congregation how to vote, where to vote, that kind of thing? Do you think that's appropriate? Should they be giving money directly to candidates? Are you down for that? Or do you think there should be a separation between those kinds of organizations and politics?
Well, believe it or not, our church, our pastor never talks about it. And I asked
him, pastor,
why don't you talk about it? And I said, you go into the inner city and they got all sorts of guys coming into these churches talking about voting Democrat and everything like that. And he says, if I start talking over the pulpit about politics, we could lose our tax exemption. So he doesn't do it. And to me, they're not going to take away our tax exemption. I think he's missing the point. My personal opinion.
You're missing the point. The guy's a man of character, no, Gary. I think the tax exemption thing is he thought you as a good conservative might understand that. I think that's him demonstrating the character, because you should not preach from the pulpit, because there is a separation between church and state. And Gary, the correct answer on the prior question is no, Trump shouldn't be hawking Bibles, dude. Happy Easter to you, though, Gary.
Yeah, thank you. You too. See you guys.
All right, thanks, Gary.
844-967-2789. Doesn't Gary owe us some fish, though?
But not drinks. Gary, always a pleasure, man. I've seen it reported and people, you know, guessing that perhaps this ruse of the selling the Bible would be a way for, you know, religious organizations to go buy Trump's Bible to give him money and kind of circumvent, you know, the whole, you know, campaign thing or preaching a politics from the pulpit thing. But, you know, I'd be happy if the churches just paid their property taxes.
844-967-2789. Madison Plummer, welcome to the party, pal. What do you got for us?
Hey, dude.
Hello.
All right. Come on. You're on the air. Welcome. Happy Friday. What do you got?
Hey, guys. I just think it's interesting, like, you know, guys like the previous caller, you know, preach what they preach, but then they don't realize, like, if the former administration gets in, he might not be able to get his, you know, little uppers.
Little blue
the,
pills?
Nighttime activities. Right.
Like, oh, Gary!
They're going to take away all that stuff. Like, I don't know, like, why that's confusing. Like,
Well, hang on. Now, why would a Trump election take away, you know, Gary's Viagra? I'm not seeing the link here.
Okay, sorry. So like because the Supreme Court and their willingness to take away
Madison Plummer, I think I know where you're going, but they're not taking away any of the pills men need.
No, it's
that's just
women.
For women.
Yeah, see how it works.
But he loves you. He loves you, and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all powerful, all perfect, all knowing, and all wise. Somehow, just can't handle money.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal. Cottontail,
hopping down the bunny trail. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Great Friday to us all. Join us on the lines. Air the grievances at 844-967-2789.
Doesn't Ozzy do any Peter Cottontail? This non-hairband, you know, seasonal music. And I realize it's celebrating a rabbit on Easter, but still, I figured you'd be offended if Ozzy didn't sing it.
It's cute. I remember the song from my childhood. It's adorable. I can't wait to hear Laura Trump's version of it.
A couple of texters. You know, you can text us. Steady Eddie text in. Crudy and Dom. Good Friday, sirs. The guy with the Belgium Shepherd sleeping between he and his wife. Was he speaking of his canine companion or some sheepherder guy from Brussels? Spicing things up in the bedroom. Yeah. It is actually, I know the answer. It is technically the latter. And strangely, the man's name is Gary. Oh, Gary.
Gary.
He writes here, Dom, and I know you like to say this. Steady Eddie signs off with whatever gets you through the night.
That's right.
That's like your life motto, is it not, my little buddy?
It's so righteous, though, man. Of course.
What else we got? Mostly just Gary trash talking and someone saying the King James version, so pretty old and hard to understand these days. Don't worry, no one buying a God Bless America Bible is reading it. 844.
Of course they are. Don't you read it from beginning to end, nonstop? Yes,
from the Pledge of Allegiance to the Declaration of Independence. 844-967-2789. Does King James Version have revelations? Joe from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Well, it's a banner Friday. I tell you, I didn't really think you would be anybody be able to top what your engineer said in terms of describing Laura Trump's song stylings when he declared that they were similar to a rusty nail in the head. Good one, Rich. That was really pretty wonderful. But I think when you were explaining the origin of deviled eggs and Easter, Crudy, when you described them as part of religion and saying that it was Jesus laid eggs and from there we had deviled eggs, I thought that was pretty perfect. But then when the guy called, I believe it was Jim, who you just were referring to, who was suffering from the vicissitudes of eating too many deviled eggs and sharing a bed with his wife, and we find out an 80-pound dog, all I can say is it's official. Jim's wife is a saint. She is an absolute saint.
Maybe Jim's the saint here, Joe. My wife's got two dogs in the bed. That doesn't make her a saint. It makes me a saint for living in that house.
It's a tough call, Crudy. And I would say for the next get-together, deviled eggs would be wonderful, but we could also go for, ready for it, deviled chocolate cake, right?
Oh.
Ooh, num. Ooh, huh? Huh? Doesn't that get some things going
great.
There?
Oh, are you a baker, food? Joe? You got a good recipe for a deviled chocolate cake?
You got any deviled eggs laying around, Joe?
I'm a
deviled ham
in home ec. I nearly failed home ec. You really anything, but I do know where bakeries are located, so I offer to make the trek.
Well, if you could swing by the deli on your way over and get some deviled eggs, we'd really appreciate it. Have a
wonderful
weekend, Joe. 844-967-2789. A patient Dick from the garage. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Oh, Gary makes me feel so much better. I'm almost 4 years younger. I have a future.
4 years anyway. Younger than Gary?
Yeah.
He's so, still climbing ladders, know, though. He may break the actuarial tables.
But have you heard about Trump's Good Friday special?
No, what's that?
You get the shoes, and get the shoes because they're almost as good as PF Flyers. You remember PF Flyers? Faster, you could run faster, jump higher, yeah. And you get those shoes, and then you run down and buy my Bible. And then after you buy my Bible, you get over and buy some of Mike Lindell's pillows to help him out.
Well, he's moving this week, and apparently eviction order up in Minneapolis for the My Pillow warehouse.
And then have you heard about this new women's group that's going to try and buttress? He's lagging with women, Trump, you know?
I don't know why.
Trailer trash for women. And it's going to be Lauren Boebert and Sarah Palin going to be out on the campaign trail for him.
Well, don't forget MTG.
And, of course, Laura Trump. I mean, she's the main singer. The other ones are backups.
Appreciate Thanks your call, Dick. 844-967-2789. Laura Trump seems the least trailer trash of all the Trump wives, but I got to say that Kimberly Guilfoyle, she's really changed for the worst. The best is not yet to come, not for her.
No, the best passed you by. I got a meme the other day.
When she was married to Gavin Newsom. No. Very pretty. And now you see her with, she looks like the Joker these days. There's so much collagen and stuff going on her face. And, you know, the misery of spending time with Don Jr.
I got a meme the other day of a Kimberly Guilfoyle, very solemn pose that said, "Happy 76th birthday to Steven Tyler." And it looks pretty spot on.
You know, somewhere, Paul in Waukesha saying, "Stop cackling, you devils."
Yeah, no more
Get
laughing.
Get off my lawn.
There will be no fun on the radio ever.
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, I was doing really good until Gary brought up his sex life. Jesus, I tell you, man. You should have dumped him right at that point. And then he broke your golden rule, Crudy, which was you don't bring up other hosts on your show.
I know, and a couple of people have done that today. Wisco, if I put them all on a banned list, we'd be down to you Joe.
We're being very, joyful today, given the holidays and all that, man. You know, we'll just chalk it up to being charitable.
Well, you're being too nice, because if you would have dumped him at that point, I wouldn't have to heard about his sex life. That's a hard thing there, but... Hey,
at least we didn't play like the Debbie Does Dallas music and then play like the Wisconsin Nympho from Family Guy. Oh, crap.
Oh, man.
Because you know that's what Mrs. Gary sounds like.
Oh, and of course, Oh, Gary from Weird Science. That's one of our favorites as well.
Yes. There's a whole cavalcade of ways that, you know, Gary's going to be a promo forever with that descriptor, right? Oh, I mean, I don't know if Gary knows this, but he made my whole holiday weekend with that little confessional.
Oh, my God. Hey, and, geez, where do I go from here? Except for there needs to be a separation of church and state. Otherwise, I don't care what your religion or where you're at, you lose your tax exemption. But... Oh, I'm going into Easter thinking about Gary and Viagra. Oh, my God. Trudy, next time, please dump them, man. You guys have a great weekend. I don't know if I can now. A lot of spotted cow.
Well, really, we left him on for Dom's sake. Dom's the kinky one. 844-967-2789. Now you've all got a grievance. You know way too much about Gary's sex life. Poor... than anyone ever wanted to know. And why, Gary must have got a little loving this morning, because he seemed quite jovial telling
us.
I'm
glad that we can make our audience and callers feel very welcome and at home here on the Devil's Advocate.
Come back with us. We are your afternoon delight.
Happy Easter Day.
Monday on Matt Nair On Air, we talked to a Wisconsinite who says he will no longer support the former president, and we learn what we can do to help the Monarchs. Join us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Rockford, Illinois man faces 13 charges for Wednesday afternoon's killing spree. Four people were killed with a baseball bat and a knife. Seven more are badly hurt. Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd.
This cuts you at the root. I can't imagine what the families are going through.
Christian Soto admits to killing a friend, the friend's mother, a mail carrier, and a teenage girl in a span of about 20 minutes. All the rain and snow Wisconsin got in the past week are alleviating drought conditions in many parts of the state. It was the first time in 2 years that March rain totals were above average. Much of Wisconsin has been in a drought since 2022, including the entire state last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Union Gospel Mission is calling on Duluth residents to donate blankets with the return of typical winter weather. According to a Fox 21 report, Union Gospel Mission officials say their blanket stock has been completely depleted due to the winter storm earlier this week, and with the warming center and Chum typically being full, some people have been forced to sleep outside. Residents can drop off blankets and other donations at the Union Gospel Mission Monday to Thursday from 9 to 5:30 or Friday from 9 to 1. A $13 million housing project officially broke ground in Ladysmith this week. According to a WQOW report, the Lindu School Apartments and Townhomes project broke ground on Thursday afternoon after years of planning. The project would renovate Ladysmith's former elementary school and create 40 new housing units. In addition to converting the former classrooms into housing units, the project will also include a skate park and an ADA-accessible playground. The project should be finished this year. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. HBO's Bill Maher is creating a podcast network. Deadline reports that the host of Real Time and Club Random podcast will launch a new cast starting with sports journalist Sage Steele. Maher says he wants to feature celebrities who want to branch out and talk about something different and feature real unedited discussions. Maher is excited to be working with Sage Steele because he says, like him, she also ticked off Disney. In Keeping Your Head Above Water news, remember Good Times, the TV show set in 1970s Chicago in the Cabrini-Green housing project? Well, Norman Lear's groundbreaking sitcom is getting an animated reboot. Deadline reports that the new-look Good Times will drop April 12th on Netflix. The show will star J.B. Smoove, Yvette Nicole Brown, and Jay Farrell. Character descriptions sound very similar to the original Evans family, except in the reboot there is a drug-dealing infant. How do you not watch that? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, maybe a brief shower and lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow looks mostly cloudy, highs into the low 40s, and still quite a few clouds around on Sunday, up to the mid-40s. Some showers possible Sunday night, and a chance of rain on into Monday. Cloudy and breezy, high, low 40s. It's 42
right now. The
Todd
Alma Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Good afternoon. I'm legendary anchorman Ron Burgundy. Now, if you don't think this song is the greatest song ever, I will fight you. That's no lie.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
I'm gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Good Friday edition. A happier happy hour, rolling through it with too much information about Gary's sex life.
TMI, baby.
Way too much. Dom, I do have a grievance, and we will take yours at 844-967-2789. New news. I quote the Daily Beast. This one tops the chart, Dom. You know how they do their important stories. Trump briefly named election denier acting attorney general, according to the election denier's lawyer. Now, who are the players? Well, we're talking about what? Jeffrey Clark.
Yep.
Who claims that through counsel, through his disbarment action, and he's currently on what? Like a hearing. He's getting a due process. And he might get stripped of his law practice, his ability to practice law in the D.C. circuit. But his lawyer, a lawyer for Jeffrey Clark, as he's described here, Dom, is the election denying Department of Justice official Donald Trump had hoped would help subvert the 2020 election results, now claims that his client was ever so briefly named the acting attorney general by the former president. Trump took the step. There was a Saturday night massacre coming. That's the new news, according to Politico. Now, attorney Harry McDougald made the assertion during a disciplinary trial for Clark on Thursday over accusations. Clark pressed the DOJ to have states void the results of the 2020 election. There was a period on January 3rd when he was the acting attorney general until the president changed his mind later that day. Well, there were threats of mass resignations, right? We knew about this heated argument in the Oval Office. What we didn't know is Trump had already pulled the trigger. And somehow he pulled the bullet back.
We do know that Clark, I think it was maybe a call log, was identified as the acting attorney general. So he was identified as such at least one time. But now it seems like, again, the Clark's attorney making it official that yes, in fact, for a brief moment in time, this guy was the acting attorney general for this country before Trump decided that that was not probably the greatest thing to do because he'd lose all the other folks in the Justice Department.
You know what, Tom? I gotta admit, I'm a little shocked at your recalled memory. Have you been getting into Gary's Viagra? A little bit more from this coverage, Tom. McDougald, again, he's the attorney for Jeffrey Clark, made the assertion during the disciplinary trial for Clark on Thursday. Again, over accusations that Clark, had pressured the DOJ to have states void the result of the 2020 election. And again, I'm doing this redundantly on purpose because you should hear this news. There was a period on January 3rd when Clark, was the acting attorney general until the president changed his mind later that day, he said. And while Trump's plot to overthrow DOJ leadership may have been reported on, McDougal is the first person to publicly allege that the Trump loyalist was officially named to the position on January 3rd of 2021. Oh, it's like something big happened a couple days thereafter, Dom.
Yeah, it seems to be a very important timeline.
Dom, reports have said Trump ditched the plan hours later when officials warned him there would be mass resignations. White House logs from that day list multiple calls to Clark from the Oval Office in one, as Dom points out, to acting Attorney General Jeffrey Clark. Can't believe you got that in your brain, Dom. Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, man. I'm done.
And still,
I'll see you Monday.
All right. Have a great weekend. Still, some of Clark's colleagues have cast doubt on whether the appointment was actually made, considering that it was likely a verbal offer that was never put into writing. Wasn't time
like Trump
to let the ink dry down. Just, you know, a handshake. I was actually watching a little show on the TV with my 17-year-old. He put it on. And the guy compared the difference between the marijuana industry and the cocaine industry. He was a drug smuggler. He said the marijuana industry, everybody wanted a handshake. In the cocaine industry, everybody wanted a gun. 844-967-2789 for whatever. Well, that's worth.
That's the difference between, you know, like the hard drugs and the less, you know, the easier drugs. The hard drugs and the marijuana, for example, the alcohol. Like if you're running low on some weed, you'll still share with a friend or get your last six pack, you'll give a buddy a beer. If you're running low on your cocaine or your heroin, you're probably not sharing with anybody. That's the difference.
That's an addiction.
That's what that is.
844-967-2789. Chris from Rice Lake, welcome. Got a grievance for us this Friday, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Well, I got a couple of grievances with you, Crudy, so you better have your thick skin on today.
Yeah.
I got my trigger finger, so you go first, and we'll see how it goes, Chris.
First off, I talked to you last week, and you cut me off right when you said something that was pretty foolish. You said that Joe Biden was responsible for inflation.
No, I don't remember saying that.
Oh, yeah, I remember it because I wanted to.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like something Crudy would say. Crudy says some outlandish things sometimes, Chris.
I haven't made any direct link between Joe Biden and inflation. If anything, I have blamed corporate greed for the rise in consumer prices, Chris. Maybe you misheard, buddy.
Okay.
Clean out your ears, fella.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
You got some deviled eggs stuck in those babies.
Oh, no. No, you know what I like better than that is egg salad.
Well, you take the deviled eggs and you turn them into egg salad, and oh, that is the creme de la creme of all the types of egg salad you can have.
Oh, what? That's blasphemy. You don't take a deviled egg and then like chop it up and put it on a sandwich, make an egg salad sandwich, man. You eat the deviled egg as the deviled egg. Chris, am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong. And this is my other grievance, and I want to get it in real quick. You got to quit picking on Dom. The guy's awesome. He's your sidekick, man. He is your yin to your yang. Why do you pick on him so much? It's terrible.
Because he's always pulling my yang. That's why.
Hey, Chris, thanks, man. You know, I've been dealing with this cat for like 35 years, man. I can take it. I can take it. Well, thank you. I appreciate it, man. And he is my sidekick.
I wonder if your pharmacist is like filthy rich.
Well, Tom does okay. Chris, appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend.
College days, man. Hey, thanks for the call, Chris. Do appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
You know, the only thing that has gone down in price is good marijuana.
Yeah,
everything else, all the other inflationary pressures in this world. But that stuff grows in the soil, and the science has gotten, the science is tremendous now.
So good. Yeah, so it's amazing.
You know,
even in the last, call it several years, I mean, since even, you know, pre-COVID to now, when you look at, of course, more states have legalized cannabis. State of Michigan, man, you can get some edibles, like 100 milligrams, 10 tens, for like $10. I mean, a few years ago, those are $25-$30 a bottle. I mean, they're super cheap. They're almost giving this stuff away.
Maybe Dave Mahoney was a precursor. He knew. The former sheriff of Dane County, Wisconsin, told us like a decade ago, because Scott Walker blamed him for his failure to legalize marijuana. He said, well, Democratic Sheriff Dave Mahoney told me one time not to legalize marijuana, and Wanker told me that at an event. And I called up Mahoney immediately, and I said, Dave, is that what you said? And he said, I did. I said, you got to come down and explain yourself, sir. So Dave did, and what we came to know, and we like Dave. Dave's a really good guy. Not knowledgeable about the marijuana policy.
And still wrong on the topic, but a good guy.
Did not, and he did say to Walker, and Walker, to this moment, I guarantee if you ask Scott Walker about marijuana policy, because he's a one-trick pony, Walker was, he would always have the same pat answer. He'd always go to the same well. Well, his answer on marijuana is, Dave Mahoney said,
Sheriff of Dane County said this. So that's that shell.
Liberal Dane County, Wisconsin sheriff. Wonder what Scott Walker's eating for Easter this year. Bet it's ham.
Ham sandwich.
Plenty of leftovers for next week.
I'm sure we could go onto his Twitter feed and find out what he's eating because he's one of those guys.
Do you still think he goes through the pretense of claiming he's eating ham sandwiches every day? Ham and cheese on big, white bread with
over at the what's it called? Young
Adolf's
Young America's Foundation. Yes, yeah, $1 big, like $700,000-$800,000 a year.
I mean, buy a lot of glazed ham.
Well, I tell you what, I mean,
a lot of sliced bread, but only miracle. What?
I mean,
what,
he's totally worth it because, of course, he came into the state of Wisconsin. You can just ask Scott Walker himself. I mean, he fixed a $3.5 billion budget deficit. So. I mean, anybody that could turn around a state like that in a year, well, he's certainly wanted in all the high finance offices across the country.
Well, him and Jared Kushner, because talking about problem solvers, there's two, Wanker and Kushner. So, Dom, Jeffrey Clark, he's going to lose his law license, is he not?
As he should.
And John Eastman, the judge ruled this week, John Eastman will also lose his law license. Peter Navarro is now in prison. In a couple of weeks from now, Trump's starting his trial in New York City. But in the meantime, he's out there trashing the judge's daughter again.
You know,
defying the gag order, flouting it, if you will, Dom.
Well, and that's some of the discussion right now. The Hill's reporting. We'll maybe dive into this on the other side of the break. The hush money prosecutors. Again, this is Alvin
voter
Bragg.
Deception prosecutor Alvin Bragg.
Yes. Say the gag order covers the judge's daughter after Trump's attack. Now, I just want to just think about this for a minute. I mean, the character of a guy like Donald Trump who goes out and breaks the law, you know, pays off this porn star to make sure that the voting public is unaware of these acts because he was concerned it might harm him in the polling. Right. So he pays the hush money to her and to this other lady and he works that with the National Enquirer to coordinate it all, and his attorney
catch
takes
and kill
a,
him and David Pecker
to pay it off, and he reimburses them and qualifies it under his QuickBooks as lawyer's fees. Right? Well, you can't do that. That was wrong. That was fraud. Okay, so we get that. But you know, Donald Trump decided to go down that wrong. Donald Trump signed these checks. Donald Trump engaged his attorney. He engaged his pal David Pecker over at the National Enquirer to facilitate this election interference fraud case. He decided to do that. And now he's finally, for some reason, we still don't know why, Southern District of New York, the SDNY, didn't federally charge him. But Alvin Bragg, now he's the guy, he's leading it. He's the one doing it in the Manhattan DA's office. And what does Donald Trump do? It's one thing to go after the judge. I mean, I get that. You're very defensive and very sensitive narcissist, and you can't have anything not going your way. But you're going to attack the judge's daughter? What is it about women that Donald Trump hates so much? You know what I'm saying? What is it? I mean, you're gonna attack the daughter of a judge who's had absolutely zero input, anything to do with any of this stuff, and you're going to go and sick your mega freaks on her because you bring her up 3 times in 4 days on your crappy social media feed? This is a man? This is a leader? This is someone you want to be the president? What a shame for you people to support him. Shame on you. Happy Easter? How is this guy Christ-like in any way, hawking your Bibles and your crappy gold shoes and picking on the daughters of judges?
Well, I can tell you he's at least a skosh biblical in that. He'd like to, you know, have an affair with his own daughter, right? Yeah. Kind of looks like Stormy, doesn't she?
Kind of old school, man.
I'm talking about enjoying a bowl of chicken soup with a Reuben and then making dirty Reuben love.
Afternoon delight.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
You're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. You got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dom, any problems? You often air your grievances. Do you have any today?
Yeah, I perhaps we should dive into this just ever so briefly. This Donald Trump attacking this judge's daughter, man. I mean, it's so creepy, man, for real. I mean, literally, how can you support someone like that? Who is so weak and insecure and POS that you're going to go after the family of a judge who just happens to be presiding over the case that you, Donald Trump, maybe you don't like the fact you're getting prosecuted. Maybe you don't like the fact you got caught. All sorts of reasons, but you're going to attack a woman, the daughter of the judge. Anyway,
I understand now that those were rhetorical questions, because I was sitting here going, ooh, Mr. Kotow.
Mr. Kotow.
I know the answer.
The Hill reporting today, Manhattan prosecutors and former President Trump are sparring over the scope of the gag order imposed on the former president in his hush money criminal case less than 3 weeks out of the start of the trial. The former president has continued to direct his rage at Judge Juan Merchan's daughter on social media posts after Merchan this week refused to delay Trump's trial and approved prosecutors' request to gag him. In separate letters made public on Friday, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's office and Trump's lawyers argued over whether the gag order's language reaches the families of both the DA and the judge. The order limits Trump's public statements about the family members of any counsel or staff member involved in the case, but it explicitly enables Trump to continue attacking Bragg himself and does not appear to restrict Trump's statement about the judge. Here is a quote from prosecutor Joshua Steinglass. The people, the prosecutors, believe that the March 26th order is properly read to protect family members of the court. But to avoid any doubt, this court should now clarify or confirm that the order protects family members of the court, the district attorney, and all other individuals mentioned in the order. Trump's legal team pushed back on that notion, suggesting prosecutors requested clarification amounts to an expansion of the restrictions. Their quote. The express terms of the gag order do not apply in the manner claimed by the people, which they seem to acknowledge by suggesting the need to avoid any doubt, Trump's attorney Susan Nicholas and Todd Blanche wrote in their letter. Bragg's office is prosecuting Trump. We know this. Trump has not held back his ire. He's aiming his ire at the families of perceived foes across numerous legal battles targeting spouses and children of judges overseeing his cases. Trump has stepped up his attacks on those involved in his hush money case as his trial date has approached. The judge at a Monday hearing refused Trump's lawyer's demand that the trial be postponed beyond April 15th. So perhaps some clarity needed to be given. But so Donald Trump, given this, I can only do certain things. So, seemingly we can attack the daughter of the judge. So that's what he's going to do. And again, I just gotta, I'm curious why the Trump supporters would think this is a great idea. Why do you think that this should be allowed? Why should Donald Trump continue to flaunt every institution, everything? I mean, everything he touches dies. Why should this judge's daughter be in the bullseye of a guy like Donald Trump and his crazy ass supporters?
First Amendment.
Is it? Until when? Until someone gets shot and killed? Again? I mean, let's not forget, January 6th was a thing. These actions literally put this woman in danger. And you Trump supporters, you're down for that. And I'm going to put that on you. Because if it were anybody else, they'd be in a jumpsuit right now. 844-967-2789. That is my grievance.
Dom, a federal judge warns of Trump's attacks in an extraordinary rebuke. This one aired on television, and you don't normally see that. A sitting federal judge yesterday harshly criticized Donald Trump's attacks on the judge overseeing the former president's criminal case tied to alleged hush money payments. That's, never mind. I won't keep correcting every other journalist, telling CNN that such statements threaten the viability of the American legal system. U.S. District Judge Reggie Walton spoke with CNN's Caitlin Collins on The Source in the wake of Trump's attacks on Judge Juan Merchan, which helped prompt the New York judge to issue a gag order. We've been discussing them. Here's his quote, though. This federal judge, here's what he said with the CNN and the Caitlin Collins. It's very disconcerting to have someone making comments about a judge. And it's particularly problematic when those comments are in the form of a threat, especially if they're directed at one's family, said Walton, who also faced threats as has his daughter. We do these jobs because we're committed to the rule of law and we believe in the rule of law. And the rule of law can only function effectively when we have judges who are prepared to carry out their duties without the threat of potential physical harm. I think it's important to, in order to preserve our democracy, that we maintain the rule of law. Again, this is a federal judge, Walton. And the rule of law can only be maintained if we have independent judicial officials who are able to do their jobs and ensure that the laws are, in fact, enforced and that the laws are applied equally to everyone who appears in the courthouse. I think it's important that, as judges, we speak out and say things in reference to things that conceivably are going to impact on the process. Because if we don't have a viable court system that's able to function efficiently, then we have tyranny. And I don't think that would be good for the future of our country. No, tyranny's no good, Don.
Tyranny equals bad.
And the future of democracy in our country, he continued. Crazy, man. Federal judges have to go out there and say, stop threatening judges and their daughters. And somehow the right is outraged that a federal judge would take such an action. How dare he appear on the TV box and discourage violence directed towards him and others in his family, or point out that, you know, these judges are just working stiffs like the rest of us. Merry happy Easter.
You'll find your eggs, man. Are you hiding any eggs this weekend, Crudy?
I'm waiting for Jesus to poop out a few more.
Yeah, right, man. Well, don't hold your breath, man.
Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you to my earlier guest, Pete Schwabba. Consider sticking around the Nightlight Show with the aforementioned Peach Baba. He's good. He's talented. Very, very funny guy. So, it's the Busted Pencils, the Nightlife, and Dom and Crude back on Monday when we got a fine guest. He is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler, Christ-like, in that he often wears sandals.
Thank you, Rich, on the board. Appreciate you.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome paranormal investigator Todd Michaels and music and movie producer Wendy Schneider. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Something big, a big construction crane, described as one of the largest in the eastern